thank you for today being the last Sunday in the year 2019. Lord, looking back to the beginning of the year from January till now, we know we owe you a debt of gratitude for the gift of life, for the breath in our nostrils, for keeping and preserving us, for your faithfulness in various and diverse manners. Father, we appreciate you. Lord, as we come to you today with this Thanksgiving service, we pray, O Lord, our God, that you accept our thanks and cause the heavens to be opened for this morning. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. This morning, I want to congratulate every one of us for making it to the last Sabbath, the last Sunday of the year 2019. Just yesterday, as I was watching the news, I saw the flash about an helicopter that crashed. And you know that for somebody to be flying around in a helicopter, it must one of the they must be part of the privileged few who were actually rejoicing, thinking the year was gradually coming to an end. But just few days before the end of the year, they were flying, not walking, not in car, but in helicopter. And unfortunately, that was the end. They were more privileged than many of us, if not most of all of us. But today, you and I were here to celebrate the last Sunday of the year. Let us put hands together for the Lord. This morning, I'll be talking shortly on what I call what is Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? Do we come to give thanks out of abundance of what we receive? Do we come to give thanks when everything on our checklist is already ticked? Do we don't go give thanks when there's no iota of sorrow or dissatisfaction in our hearts? Do we come to give thanks when we receive advancement and promotion? I want us to open our Bible to the book of Psalm 95. We are going to read from verse 1 to 7. The book of Psalm, chapter 95. And we are going to read from verse 1 through 7. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Verse 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice. What is Thanksgiving? Let me say that for most of the people in the world, end of the year is rather something to be expected rather than to be appreciated. People just take it for granted that the year is coming. And we have come to the end of the year. But rather, we should appreciate God that we have come to see the end of the year. Because many things have happened that many people are not even in a place to see the end of the year. But rather than appreciating God that we have come to the end of the year, many have a reason to grumble. Many have a reason to complain. Many ask a reason to query and question God. Why is this and why is that? Why not this and why not that? But let me tell you something this morning. Thanksgiving is an outflow of gratitude. And gratitude is an attitude of the heart. It is not necessarily based on externalities. Thanksgiving is an outflow of gratitude. And when somebody is grateful, it's an attitude of the heart. It does not necessarily depend on what is happening, on what you experience, but rather it's a matter of how you are conditioning your heart. Let me say something. I was reading recently about today there's one nation in the world that have a national day of Thanksgiving. Do you know that country? Which country? United States of America. They have a national day, they call it Thanksgiving Day. And it is fourth Thursday of every November. The fourth Thursday of every November, United States of America, they have a national day of Thanksgiving. And recently, I was reading the story behind the Thanksgiving. I wanted to know, was it actually because they asked something that was supernatural or something great that they now decided that there was a day of Thanksgiving? And when I was reading, I found out it has to do with the story of the pilgrims. The pilgrims were the people who were protesting lack of religious freedom in England. They wanted a place of freedom of worship. They wanted a place where they could serve their God without restriction. They wanted a place where they could be allowed to express their gratitude to God in worship. And there were some laws that would not allow them to do that in England. And so they decided to leave England. And 102 of them set sail from England to go and go to a new world. So they then went to go to another country. They went to colonize America. By the time they got there in the 1620, 102 of them got there. They left England and they got to America. But you know what? When they got to America, the weather was very harsh. They met unexpected situations, circumstances. They were hungry. They were starving. They were encountering different diseases. And apart from that, even the locals, the Native Americans were attacking them. So for the first winter, they were staying inside the boat, inside the ship that brought them from England. And they barely survived the first winter. And you know what? Even when they planted corn, they planted barley, they planted apple, only corn did well because they didn't know the soil in England was there for the soil in America. So only corn did well out of all the things they planted. And for that only, it was because of the help of somebody who was among the natives. And you know, at the end of the day, within the first year, out of 102, 52 of them died. Only 52 out of the 51 of them died. Only 51 out of the 102 that go to the new world in America live until the time they were to celebrate the Thanksgiving. So after they weather the first winter, after they are buried, and you know what? Even when they were burying their people, they were buried there in shallow grave because they didn't want the locals to know they were dwindling numbers so that they would not be attacked. The natives were attacking them. So any time of them died, instead of making a very big grave, they buried in a shallow grave or marked grave so that the natives would not be counting that they were being decimated number and attack them the more. But after they survived the first winter and they were able to make the first harvest, no matter how little it was, after all the things they planted, only one plant survived. They gathered and they said, look, we must do Thanksgiving. And when they were doing Thanksgiving, they invited the natives around them. Said, look, we need to eat Thanksgiving that we were coming all the way from England. What if we are perishing in the sea? We have found a place where we can worship God without restriction. What if we don't have this kind of freedom of worship? So, Thanksgiving they did was not because they had abundance. Actually, that Thanksgiving was even more out of life because from all they planted, only India corn survived. So, they didn't have abundance. They were not happy. They should not be happy because half of them already died. So they still invited the natives to come and thank God with them. It was even a form of evangelism. They asked them to come. And by the time the natives came, at that dining table at Thanksgiving were women who lost their husband. Remember, half of them already died. Those who came there as my son, but they were already widows. Some people who had fathers became fatherless. Some people lost their wives. Some people lost their friends. They were no longer complete. And when natives come, they gather together. Say, we want to celebrate God. And they started singing, "Ha, for, where, for, Lord, Lord, can, ha, ti, lo, any so ya nu nu any ta ra ye yo ba ta wa lo mo wo una lo ta ju wa o si fe ru I fe she told you I see bad. Oh, my own, Nibore. My fee was lay like. I ought to go look me. Your moon, Baba ma ni nore yo wa baba damu yo wa ni nu ibi la ye ati loru. And when they were singing, the native came said, come on. We thought you were more than this. Where are the others? You are singing to God. But when you came, we saw you are many in number. But now, where are the others? And one of them raised a song. By and by, when the money comes, when the saints are gathered over home, we will tell the story of how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. For every question that was raised, the heart is songs of thanks. There were some widows who were befriending the other women of the land. And they were asking them, but where is your husband? But we used to see you with your husband. Where is your husband? And they started singing, Kabio Osio. You are the Lord of heaven and the earth. Kabio Osio. Kabio Osio. Kabio Osio. Kabio Osio. You are the Lord of heaven and the earth. Kabio Osio. Kabio Osio. Every question the enemy wanted to puncture their joy. Say, you have no reason to invite us for Thanksgiving. They call some young kids who have lost their parents and became fatherless. But where are your parents? And the children started thinking, the father of the fatherless, in whom all families I bless, I love the way you father me. You gave me life, forgive my past. Now in your hands I'm safe at last. I love the way you father me, forever you father me, and in your embrace I be forever secure. I love the way you father me. I love the way you father me. Thanksgiving is not necessarily a product of absolute satisfaction. It's not a result of lack of complaint. It's a state of mind. It's an attitude of the mind. If you are thinking it's when you are satisfied that you give thanks, if you are thinking when you have no complaint that you must give thanks, you will never give thanks. The first Thanksgiving should be a gathering of mourning. It should be a gathering where there will be lamentation of woes. It should be a gathering where they should be pitying themselves. But yet, they decided they had a reason to thank God. The elders of mine told them, what of if this would, those who came here, assuming they die on the sea, would have fed them as feed to the fish. But at least we can bury them here. And they have a memorial. Assuming all of us die and there's nobody to carry on this generation, what's going to happen? They look for every reason to thank God. And out of the little that they had, they decide they want to call a feast and call Lord to come and join them. My dear brother, my dear sister, I know this morning you may have a reason to complain about your work, but still give thanks. I know this morning you may have a reason to complain about your business. Find a reason to give thanks. You may have a reason to complain about your husband, but please find a reason to give thanks. You may have a reason genuinely to complain about your wife, but please find a reason to give thanks. You may have a reason to complain about your request, about your prayer, about your pursuit, about your goal, but still find reason to give thanks. What the Bible say in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, quickly. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Okay. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of olive shall fail, and the fish shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the store. What is the good news? Not this. Go to verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. It's a decision. It's a state of heart. If you base it on external situation and circumstances, there will always be reason not to give thanks. But I want to encourage this morning, as we are coming to the end of the year, look at everything about God and key it to something that can make you to worship Him. And begin to have a heart of gratitude. Say, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a holy one. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, the Son. It's thanks that we see I am strong. Let the poor see I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak see I am strong. Let the poor see I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. These people, they gather to give thanks. And today, America is the most prosperous nation in the world. Today, America, as big as it is, still remember the action of these 51 people that left out of 102 that got there. If they had gathered to lament and mourn, maybe America would have been a poor nation today. But today, America has a national day of thanksgiving just because of the act of these pilgrims who were in terrible situation, who were in lack, who suffered loss. I don't know, this year, do you suffer lack? Do you suffer loss? Are you hurting? Are you aching? This thing happened to these people. They were aching. They were hurting. They lost people. They lost things. But they didn't allow the enemy to take away thanks from their mouth, from their heart. And at the end of several centuries or decades after, today, America is the number one nation in the world. When you talk of the, when you look at the first destination for immigrants all over the world, is where? It's America. But these people, when they started, the first thanksgiving was not because of joy. The first thanksgiving was not because of abundance. The first thanksgiving was not because of answer prayer, because I'm sure they must answer that prayer that God would multiply them. But rather, God multiplied them, it looked as if they were reducing after the first year. Multiplication came after. When you give thanks, blessing will come. Pray, see the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Pray, see the Lord,
from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him forevermore. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow. Praise ye the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him forevermore.
So if there's anyone this morning who is asking himself, should I really give thanks? Do I really have a reason, a cause to give thanks? For what? If you consider the scripture and you consider the story of the pilgrims and the beginning of Thanksgiving in that country, you know that you have more than enough reason to give thanks. I also want to say Thanksgiving can be an appreciation of what you believe God is going to do. You can begin to give thanks because you know you are expecting God to move in a new way. In a great, he has not yet moved on your behalf. It looks as if his hand is still not yet stretched towards you. But you believe him that he will move. And because of that, you begin to thank him for that. That because I'm thanking him, because I know that he has the ability and he will did work on my behalf. And I want to say also quickly, because of my time, that thanksgiving is the access code into the treasures of God. If you look at Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5, what does it say quickly? Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. Quickly. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Enter what? Enter to the gate of God with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and is to endure to all generations. For anybody who wants to unlock the treasures of God, you have to come into his presence to get it. And the access code to enter into his presence is what? Is thanks. Don't end this year grumbling and complaining and enter into the year 2020 in that mood. But rather, find a reason to praise and worship him so that you can enter into his treasure for the new year, so that you can partake in his budget and allocation for this year, for next year. As people of the world, as companies of the world, as government of the world are making budget allocation, Buhari has already signed the budget for 2020. Do you know that? God also has his own program for the year 2020. And the only thing you can use to access that budget of God for 2020, I'll give you the pass, the code, is what? Thanks. Gratitude. Praise. Worship. Not complain. Not grumbling. Not bitterness. Not anger. Not disillusionment. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. And I want to tell you this morning that we are talking about thanksgiving. And actually, I'm thinking by next year, we are going to be having a day in December. I don't know. We are going to discuss. The pastor will discuss later. That will be an annual Thanksgiving Day for the church.
that will come together as a church. Yeah, we do Thanksgiving Sunday, but we make it a bigger program to really come and thank God. But then, I want to let you know, Thanksgiving must be accompanied by sacrifice that is willingly given. Thanksgiving must be accompanied by sacrifice that is given willingly. I told you in the story of the pilgrims, they had little. But from the little they had, they still invited, or this was people who were starving. They were already, they had to be rationing food, corn to them, to themselves. But yet they still invited the Native Americans to come to them to Thanksgiving table. And when those were trying to taunt them, they were praising God. And the Native Americans saw something different in them, that this were a different set of people. And from then, some of them begin to take after their lifestyle. They sacrificed the little that they had. I see many times when we come to Thanksgiving, you see, in the church, people don't even prepare their heart to make any sacrifice. Look at Leviticus. Let me tell you something, Leviticus chapter 22. Leviticus chapter 22 quickly. Leviticus chapter 22 quickly, verse 29. I want to look at, so that when we talk of Thanksgiving, it's not just a routine. It's a monthly Thanksgiving Sunday. We just come there without a preparation to really give thanks. It's something that must be done. There. Leviticus 22, 29 say, and when you will offer, look at that, a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. It's not something that because we say, pastor said, well, today Thanksgiving Sunday, let's just go there and just dance. See, if pastor said we should dance forward, the usher will ask us to dance forward. We just dance forward. That's not Thanksgiving. Everybody must, when time there is Thanksgiving, really be prepared to give thanks. And let there be a sacrifice. Because the Bible talking a sacrifice of thanksgiving. There is no thanksgiving without a sacrifice. And the sacrifice is not acceptable, it's not willingly given. Look, I want to look at that and then go to the book of Jonah chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, quickly. I want to marry that one together, and after that we begin to worship God, and then you begin to pray. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. But I will sacrifice unto the Lord. Look at that. With the voice of thanksgiving. Then look at the other part, semicolon. I will pay that I have vowed. Where was he talking? Inside the belly of the fish. He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. If you have stopped there, you think I told you just to come and sing and clap. But look at it, because it's a continuous sentence, because you say semicolon. He now said that I will pay that, which means he already, there's something attached to it. Do you get what I'm saying? I will pay that I have vowed. Now look at verse 10. Where do you go to verse 10? And the Lord spoke unto the fish and vomited out Jonah upon dry land. Thanksgiving breeds deliverance. Thanksgiving breeds miracle. Thanksgiving brings joy. Thanksgiving usher you into a place of satisfaction. But no, Thanksgiving, number one, must be accompanied with a sacrifice. Number two, must be given willingly. Not grudgingly. Not through cajoling. Not through manipulation. But it's an individual decision. So next year, as we talk of Thanksgiving this church, let everybody on his own. The way you understand Thanksgiving, I don't say this one, to help and aid your understanding. If you understand Thanksgiving very well and you key into it, you begin to experience God in a new way. These people, the pilgrims, had that understanding. They made a sacrifice. They give it willingly. And at the end of the day, the Lord blessed them. So thanksgiving, it brings deliverance. It brings miracle. It brings provision. It brings prosperity. It brings joy. And finally, I want us to go back to our text, Psalm 95. I want us to read from verse 2 to 5, and after that, we'll begin to pray. Psalm 95, our text for this service. And we'll begin to read for us. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Then verse 3. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Then verse 4. In his hands are the deep places and of the heart, and strength of the heat is his also. Then verse 5. The sea is his, and he made it. The sea is the source of water. That every heart is watered through every means that takes itself from the sea. It's from the sea that, we have evapotranspiration that leads to condensation. Okay? And that leads to precipitation. That gives you streams, that gives you river, that gives you pond. If there is no sea, there won't be anything like that. But the Bible says, the sea is what? Is the source of everything. He made it. His dry hand formed the dry land. So if there's any dryness in your life, God made the sea. He has the ability and power to take from the water of the sea to water your dry ground. As you praise the Lord this morning, as you give thanks to the Lord this morning, the Lord will take the water from the abundance of water of the sea and pour on every dry ground in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to encourage you this morning. Look at the two sides. Don't just focus on the dryness of your life. Look at the abundance of water in the sea. Don't focus on area where your life is dry. Where things are rough, where things are tough. Know that the Bible says God, he made the sea and his hand formed the dry land. All you need to do is just to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and let him pour water from the sea onto a dry ground. This morning, I am praying and I am believing God that God, in his infinite mercy and power, we take out of the abundance of the water of the sea that he made and pour upon the dry ground, any dry ground in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This morning is our last Sunday of thanksgiving. And God, we have mercy on every one of us. Every dry ground will receive the flooding of the water from the sea. We belong to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we stand on our feet? How excellent is your name. Let's just bless God, worship God, quiet, help us. Just give us songs of worship, of praises. We want to give thanks unto God.
How excellent is your name.
Oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh God, how excellent, how excellent is your name. Oh God, how excellent is your name.
Dependable.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We have come with a heart of gratitude. We are not focusing on our needs. We are not focusing on what we lack. We are not focusing on what we have not achieved. We are not focused on what we have lost. We are not focused on what we have missed. But this morning, we are focusing on you. We appreciate your greatness. We appreciate your power. We appreciate your counsel. We appreciate your word. We appreciate your salvation. We appreciate the redemption of our soul. We appreciate the inheritance we have in you. We appreciate the hope of glory. We appreciate the comfort of eternity. This morning, every voice that is rising in our hearts, in our life, to query why we should thank you, this morning we suppress them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, you are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Everything trying to exalt itself above the knowledge and the power and the word and the counsel of God in our life. We subdue this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we worship you, as we thank you, I pray this morning, because you made the sea, you formed the dry ground. Lord, every dry ground that is working contrary to the joy of your people this morning, because you formed me and you made the sea, I pray this morning, take out of the abundance of the water of the sea that you made and pour upon the dry ground in the lives of your people this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let every dry life be watered. Let every dry destiny be watered. Let every dry career be watered. Let every dry home be watered. Let every dry womb be watered. Let every dry pulse be watered. By the Almighty God, the God of all provisions, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. The shout of joy and voice of thanksgiving shall be our continuous experience in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.